昆塔之音服务员玉聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年9月12号，星期四。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迪亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to everyone in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Special thanks to Sumukhi Radha Devi Dasi and Narayani Devi Dasi for hosting this class today, which is not our regular day.
特别是要感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 然后因为今天是特殊的讲课的一天，然后平常都不是在星期四讲课嘛。
And I thank all of you who are listening today.
并且我也感谢大家今早来参加早课。
Today is the holy appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
今天是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的神圣的显现日。
So I thought we would talk about him today.
因此我想我们今天就一起来谈论一下他吧。
Just on a personal note, his books have been very, very helpful to me.
然后就从我个人来看的话呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的书籍真的是让我受益匪浅呐。
And he is also sometimes called the seventh Goswami.
有些时候他也被称为叫做第七位 Goswami.
Yeah, so the Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples are the six Goswamis, and they made Lord Chaitanya's teachings available to everyone.
主 Chaitanya 的六位门徒，直接的门徒，然后他们就把主 Chaitanya 的教导直接撰写出来，使得所有人都能够获得主 Chaitanya 的教导。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is called the seventh Goswami because he revived the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which had become lost, really.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他被称为第七位 Goswami 的原因就在于他重振了主 Chaitanya 的教导，而在当时的那个年代，实际上主 Chaitanya 的教导实际上已经是丢失了。
And he was also the first devotee to write books in English and share Lord Chaitanya's teachings with the Western world.
并且他也是第一位用英文撰写经典教导的第一位奉献者，然后所以说是第一个将主 Chaitanya 的教导与西方世界相分享的一位奉献者。
And he paved the way for Srila Prabhupada to come to the West and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
可以说他真的就是为帕帕去到西方，在全世界宣扬奉爱瑜伽，宣扬Krishna 知觉的奠下了这样一条道路。
So before I continue speaking anymore, I would like to just chant one of my favorite bhajans written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Jeev Jago.
Jeev Jago. 因此在我开始讲课之前的话呢，我先给大家一起来唱一下我最喜欢的八将之一，然后是由 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的，叫做 Jeev 八将。
Jeev Jago.
Oh, Jeev Jago, sorry.
It's actually, it's a song that has two parts, a part one and a part two.
Jeev Jago 这首歌实际上是由两个部分构成。
And so Jeev Jago is part two.
Jeev Jago 它是实际上这首歌的第二部分。
Yeah, so the whole bhajan is called Arunodaya Kirtan, which means a kirtan to be sung at sunrise.
Arunodaya. Daya. Arunodaya Bhajan.
And so it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's looking out over the horizon in Mayapur.
OK, 而整个的这首八将的话呢，名字叫做 Arunodaya Bhajan, 意思就是在清晨时分，然后当时是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 看着那个日出的时候，然后所唱的所写下的这样一首八将。
And the sun as it's rising is a reddish color.
当太阳刚刚升起来的时候，是这个红色的，偏红色的那个样子。
And he has a vision of Lord Chaitanya awakening with his disciples, and they start to have kirtan going door to door in the villages.
然后他当时就有这样的一个视域，然后就看到主 Chaitanya 和他的门徒奉献者，然后刚刚醒来，然后就挨家挨户的去唱诵 Hare Krishna。
And the mridangas are playing, and the kartals are playing.
然后他们一起的去打着鼓，然后去用着这劳钹在唱歌。
And Lord Chaitanya is preaching to everyone, wake up, not only physically, but wake up spiritually and chant the name of Krishna.
而主 Chaitanya 就在宣扬着，让大家不仅是真正的在肉体上、躯体上苏醒过来，并且也是在灵性上苏醒过来，然后一起来唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
You all have human bodies.
你们都有人类的躯体。
It's a rare gift. Don't waste it.
所以这是一个非常珍贵稀有的礼物，所以说好好的利用起来，不要浪费了。
Each time the sun arises and sets,You lose another day of life.
而每一次太阳升起，每一次太阳落下去，那么我们又失去了这一天的时光。
He said, "Everything in this world is temporary."
他说，这个世界上所有的一切都是短暂的。
Don't pay any attention to it.
所以说，不要在意这个世界上所有的一切。
Your only business is to chant the holy name.
而你们唯一要做的就是去念诵圣名。
And Krishna has appeared in his name just to save you.
而 Krishna 就显现在他的圣名之中，仅仅是为了能够拯救你。
So he says, drink the pure nectar of the holy name.
所以说他就说到去饮下这个圣名的甘露。
And then part two, Lord Gauranga, he's calling to everyone, wake up.
而在这第二部分当中，主 Gauranga 就在呼唤着，让每个人都苏醒过来。
Yeah, although your eyes are open, you're actually still sleeping.
虽然你的眼睛还睁开着，但是你仍然是处于一种睡眠的状态。
Yes, and you're comfortably sleeping on Maya's lap.
你就这么舒舒服服的在 Maya 的这个大腿上做着梦。
Now you have a human birth, you should use it to worship Krishna.
而现在你有了这个人类的躯体，就应该运用这个躯体来为主 Krishna 做服务。
Only the human being can do this.
而只有人类才能这样做。
So the holy name has appeared just to save you, so it's your best friend.
因此圣名的显现就是为了能够拯救你，圣名就是你最好的朋友。
And I have brought the medicine of the holy name to you.
而我就把这圣名带到了你的面前。
And this will help you to awaken.
而这就会帮助你觉醒。
So just take this holy name and chant it.
所以说就好好的运用这圣名来念诵、吟诵它吧。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he falls at the feet of Lord Gauranga.
然后 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就俯身下来顶拜主 Gauranga 的莲花足。
And he begs Lord Gauranga, please give me the pure chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
他就在祈求主 Gauranga 能够给予他纯粹的念诵主 Krishna 的圣名。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur,He says that after I begged for the holy name, I actually received it.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说，在我真正的去恳求主给予我纯粹的念诵圣名之后，我就真的得到了。
So, I will sing part two.
所以我就来唱一下这第二部分。
So, it begins with Jeev Jago.
而这个第二部分的开头就是由 Jeev Jago 这个词开头的。
So me and you, we are the Jiva, the Jiva soul.
你和我，我们大家都是 Jiva, 都是这个个体灵魂。
And Jago means wake up.
而 Jago 的意思就是醒过来。
So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, he's saying, Wake up, sleeping soul, wake up, sleeping soul.
而主柴塔尼亚就在喊着，赶紧醒过来吧，沉睡的灵魂。
Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Kota Nidra Yayo Maya.Pisachira kole Bajibo bolia ese Samsara vitare Pulia raile tumi Avijara bare.Jago, Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Yayo Maya, Isachira Kole, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.Tumare loite ami hainu avatara Ami dina bandhu keyache tumara Jijago, JijagoGaura Chandra Bole Kota Nidra Yayo Maya Isachira Kole Eneche Osari Maya Nasibara Lagi Harinama MahaMantraLove me, my Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Yayo Maya, Pisachira Kole.Bhakti Vinoda PrabhuCharane Pariya Se Hari Nama Mantra Loi Lo Magiya Jijago Jijago Gora Chandra Bole Ota Nidra Yayo MayaIsachira kole Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nittai Go Hare Go Hare Go Hare Go Nittai Go Hare Go Jaya Bhakti Vino Jaya Bhakti Vino Bhakti Vino Jaya Bhakti Vino Nittai Go Premananda Nama Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod.
Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod. 我谦卑的顶拜 Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod.
He is the transcendental energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他是主马哈帕布的超然的能量。
And he is a strict follower of the six Goswamis.
他也是六位 Goswami 的严格的追随者。
And he strictly follows Rupa Goswami, the leader of the six Goswamis.
他并且也严格的追随着 Rupa Goswami, 六位 Goswami 的领导者。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he appeared in, the year of 1838.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就显现在1838年。
So that's a long time ago.
所以就真的是很长，很久一段，很久以前的时候了。
Almost 200 years.
基本上都快200年以前了。
And, you know, he became a follower of Lord Chaitanya, later on in life.
而他在人生的后半生成为了主蔡坦尼亚的追随者。
So this movement began by Lord Chaitanya in the 15th century.
这一运动是在15世纪的时候由主蔡坦尼亚开启的。
Yeah, and Lord Chaitanya, he encouraged the mass of people to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and also to study Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
就蔡坦尼亚就鼓舞着激发着大众能够去唱诵 Hare Krishna 并且学习博迦梵歌和博迦瓦坛。
Yeah, so after about 250 years after the Lord Chaitanya appeared, the Hare Krishna movement was, it began to wane in India, kind of like the moon wanes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.Get it. 那么在主蔡坦尼亚就是前面的大概50年以后 Hare Krishna 运动实际上在印度就逐渐的衰败下来了，就像那个月盈月亏一样，就像那个月亮亏了下来月亏一样的，就反正就是那种很基本上就完全消失了那种。
And so there were many different groups of devotees who claimed to be followers of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
而在当时的印度的话呢，有许多不同的团体，然后就声称自己是主柴坦尼亚和主尼查兰达的追随者。
But they were no longer following the teachings of the six Goswamis.
但是这些人也都不再去追随六位 Goswami 的教导了。
And so they were sentimentalists.
其实就是一群这种sentimentalists 的这种sentimental.
They would laugh and cry and pretend to have ecstatic symptoms, but at the same time they were didn't follow the four regulated principles and they were engaging in all kinds of illicit activities.
I see. 所以就对，这就是一群多愁善感或者是好感伤的人，就是不断的笑啊、哭啊，然后展现出自己是很狂喜的这个样子，但并没有去遵循四项规范原则。
So they were called Sahajiyas.
这些人被叫做 Sahajiyas.
So Sahajiya means actually very easy.
Sahajiya 这个梵文词的意思是指非常容易、轻而易举的意思。
Yeah, so it means to take something very cheaply. Something actually is very difficult.But you take it cheaply and make it as if it is easy to do when it's not.
I see. 而这个 Sahajiya 所以说它意思是指 轻而易举，那就是指一个人把本来是一个非常艰难的不容易的事情，然后非常廉价的来对待它，就认为自己轻而易举的就可以把它给做到。
So just like Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he said, this knowledge over time becomes corrupted and I have to come myself to reestablish it.
这就像 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》对 Arjuna 所说的，这门知识随着时间的推移就逐渐的消融了，或者是叫做崩溃瓦解了，因此我不得不一再的回来来重建这门知识。
So God, he reestablishes the principles of religion in two ways. Either he comes himself or he sends his representative.
而神的话呢，他是有两种方式来重建他的宗教原则的。一种是他自己亲自展现，而另一种就是他派遣他的这个代表来。
So Krishna, he sent one of his associates from the spiritual world to the material world to revive the Hare Krishna movement.
而 Krishna 就把他在灵性世界的一位同游，然后从灵性世界派遣到了物质世界来重振 Hare Krishna 运动。
Yeah, and so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he appeared in India, and actually he appeared in Nadia, which is the district that Mayapur is in, like the state.
实际上 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他显现在印度的那个区域就是叫 Nadia, 而 Nadia 是 Mayapur 的一个区，对，区域。
And that was in 1838.
而那一年就是1838年。
And his name was Kedarnath.
Kedarnath.
Yeah, that's the name of Lord Shiva.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 当时的名字叫 Kedarnath, 然后这是主希瓦的一个名字。
Yeah, so his family name is Datta, and his first name is Kedarnath.
所以说他当时他的姓是叫 Datta, 而他的那个名叫 Kedarnath.
And his family was owned a lot of land and was pretty rich.
而他当时出生的这个家庭是拥有许多土地的，是一个非常富有的家庭。
And his great grandfather was a famous devotee of Lord Nityananda.
而他的祖父的爸爸，这个就是主柴坦纳的一位非常出名的奉献者。
But his mother's side, weren't actually devotees of Krishna, they were devotees of Kali.
而他的母亲的那一家族的话呢，却并不是 Krishna 的奉献者，而是 Kali 的奉献者。
And his father died when he was, you know, quite young.
而在他比较年幼的时候，他的父亲就去世了。
And so he was brought up and living on the mother's side of his family.
因此由于他父亲在他年幼的时候就去世了，于是的话他是在母亲的那边的家庭被带大的。
And he went to grammar school or elementary school in Krishnanagar. So that's a big town. That's about 30 miles from Mayapur.
然后他就去了一个这个叫 Krishna 在那个 Krishnanagar 那个区域，然后去读了小学。而这个 Krishnanagar 地方当时就是离马亚普有30英里那么长的距离。
Yeah, so at that time there was a cholera epidemic, and his brother died, his father died.
Sorry, Gumaraj, what's the first sentence at that time?
Cholera. Epidemic. It's a kind of disease. It's a bacterial disease that people get from contaminated water, and they die. Nowadays, you can cure it, but in those days, sometimes thousands of people would die.
然后当时的话呢，整个印度就是由于有这样一种流行疾病，然后就是那个通过饮用水的话呢，就会感染一种病菌。然后他的父亲，Father and the brother died.
Yeah.
然后他的父亲和兄弟都因为这个疾病然后而死了。
And then the family lost all their wealth as well, and they fell into poverty.
然后整个家庭都失去了财富，可以说就完全衰败了，然后就这种到了一种很贫穷的状态。
And so when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was 11 years old, he went to go live with his uncle so that he could continue his education.
于是当 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 到了11岁的时候，他就去和他的叔叔或者叫大伯住在一起，然后好继续他的那个学业。
Yeah, so his uncle actually was a famous writer.
而他的叔父实际上是一位很出名的作者。
And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he learned how to read and write English very well, you know, from his uncle.
因此 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是从他的叔父那里学会了如何就是阅读和写作英文的。
So his uncle had a newspaper, and Kedarnath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was so expert in writing that he became the editor of the newspaper, even as a young boy.
而他的叔父当时是自己办的，就是创办了一家报纸。然后就是发行报纸，然后而由于这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 然后他是一个这种写作写得太好了，就是那种像专家一样的，于是在很年轻的时候他就成为了这份报纸的这个编辑。
And he went to high school in Calcutta.
然后他又去了加尔各答读高中。
But while he was in Calcutta, he became very sick because the water there was very salty.
然后当时他在加尔各答读书生活的时候，然后就生了一场病，因为当时加尔各答的那些水哈是非常很咸的，就是含有大量的盐分。
So he left Calcutta and he went back to his mother's home, near Krishnanagar.
然后于是由于这场疾病的话呢，他就离开了加尔各答，然后回到了他母亲的家，就在那个Krishnanagar 那个地方。
And he was treated by a Muslim who had mystical powers, and he was a kind of shaman.
然后当时就是他接受了一位穆斯林的这个治疗，然后而这个穆斯林的话呢，就是有这种玄秘力量、神秘力量。
And he made a prediction. He said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur would become a recognized great devotee of Lord Krishna.
这位穆斯林的话，当时就做出了这样一个预言，就说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在将来会成为 Krishna 的一位被众人所知的声名远播的这样一位奉献者。
So when he was 18, he returned to Calcutta and went to college there.
然后等他长到18岁的时候，他就回到了加尔各答，然后在那里去读大学。
And he majored in English literature.
然后当时大学专业就读的是英语文学。
And even at that time, he became famous for writing and for speaking.
然后即使在那个年龄阶段，他都已经由于自己的写作和这个口才而被众人所知。
And he wrote his first book when he was 18, and it was about the life of Alexander the Great.
然后他当时18岁的时候就已经写了一本书，而这本书的话呢，讲述的就是亚历山大大帝的这个一生生平。
And so at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very interested in Western history and literature.
当时的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对于西方的历史和文学是非常感兴趣的。
And he studied Christianity.
然后他当时还研究了这个基督教。
He liked Christianity because of their belief in one God.
而他当时很喜欢这个基督教的原因就在于他们的这种信仰是信仰只有唯一的一位神的这种信仰。
Yeah, and he didn't like the teaching of Shankaracharya, the Mayavadis, that thought everything is just one.
而他当时并不欣赏这个 Mayavadi 就是桑杰罗他的那个哲学，就是所有的一切都是一的这种哲学。
So he became expert all of the classic literatures of Europe.
然后他当时就在自己的这个求学的过程中，成为了整个成为了欧洲文学、欧洲经典文学的这样一位专家。
Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's grandfather lived in Jagannath Puri.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的祖父当时是生活在加格纳特普瑞的。
And he went to visit his grandfather.
然后他就去有一次去拜见他的祖父。
And his grandfather was a great mystic.
而他的祖父也是一位很了不起的这个玄秘。拥有玄秘人士的这样一个人
，He could predict the future.
他可以去，他可以预言未来。
And he predicted actually the day that he would die.
他甚至就是预言了他未来会离开躯体死亡的那一天。
And so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he received some instruction from his grandfather.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就从他的祖父那里得到了一些训示。
And he told Bhaktivinoda to travel all over Orissa and visit all the monasteries and all the temples there.
然后他的祖父就告诉 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 让他在整个这个 Orissa 的这个地区，就是加格纳普瑞的那个省那个地方，然后去四处旅行，去拜访那里的每一座庙宇和修院。
So now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a young man and he's considering what should his work be. He doesn't want to become a businessman.
然后那个时候的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就是一个年轻的二十多岁的一个小伙子，然后他就在想我应该从事什么样的工作呢？我不想去经商赚钱。
So he became a teacher.
然后于是他就选择成为一名老师。
And he taught in a school in Orissa.
然后他就在 Orissa 的那个区那个省里面就在一所学校里面上课。
And he was one of the first English teachers in India.
实际上他还是当时印度的最早期的英语老师之一。
And eventually he became the headmaster of the school.
而最后的话呢，他就成为了那所学校的校长。
And at this time also, at that time, the British were controlling India, and they also began to see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a very capable person.
而在那个年代的话呢，英国当时还殖民着整个印度，于是而那些英国的那些统治者，然后或者管理者的话呢，就看出来这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是一个非常能干的年轻人。
And even the British authorities, they appreciated Bhaktivinoda Thakur's moral and religious character. They trusted him.
所以说甚至是那些英国的权威人物都非常欣赏 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的道德与宗教的这个品格，然后他们都很信任他。
So while Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in Orissa, he really became familiar for the first time with Lord Chaitanya. He didn't know about Lord Chaitanya, but when he was in Orissa, that's when he heard of Lord Chaitanya and his teaching and became interested.
In Orissa there. 所以说是在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他当时在 Orissa 生活和上班的工作的那段时期的话呢，他就变得非常熟悉了主 Chaitanya 的教导了，那是他第一次知道主差他娘。
But he saw most of the groups were all sahajiyas, right? They were all cheap, and he was thinking, this can't be really Lord Chaitanya's teaching. I have to find out what the real teaching is.
然后他当时也看到了那些就是 sahajiya 那些伪装者，然后他就在想，就是不可能主差他娘的教导就是由这样一群很廉价的这些人所展现出来的呀，所以他就想要去找到。
So he heard that Lord Chaitanya's real teaching is in a book called the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后他就听说了主 Chaitanya 的真正的教导是在 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 这本书当中所详细叙述了的。
So he searched to try and find a copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't find one.
然后他就花费了很大的力气想要去找到这个Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这本书的 一本书嘛，然后结果找了半天都没有找到。
So actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made a list of all of the Sahajiya groups and named them, and he dissected, you know, explained how they weren't the true followers of Lord Chaitanya.
实际上 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就做了一个列表，把所有的 Sahajiya 的这些团体哈全部给罗列了出来，然后并且就详细的阐述了、分析了、剖析了，就是为什么这些人并不是主 Chaitanya 的真正的追随者。
So also at that time, Lord Chaitanya, I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first wife died, so he remarried.
然后也是在那段时期 ,Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的第一位妻子就去世了，于是他又再次结婚。
And then the British, they were so impressed with Bhaktivinoda Thakur that they offered him to become the governor of Bengal.
而那个时候的话就是英国政府就是对于 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的印象实在是太过深刻了，就真的是被这个年轻人给震撼了，于是他们就让 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 来当这个整个孟加拉地区的州长。
Yeah, so now he's a government official.
然后于是他现在就从老师成为了一位政府官员了。
And now the more and more British authorities are meeting him and finding out about his teaching and his character.
然后由于他的这个职位的变换、事业方向的变换，就使得有越来越多的英国的这些权威人物能够得以与他会面，并且从他那里聆听到就是这个教学以及了解 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的人格品格。
So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur he went from a governor to becoming a head of all the whole judicial system, like the head judge. And that was also in West Bengal.
So he was a judge.
He became the judge of all judges.
I see. 然后后来他的职位又变换了，然后他从这个州长就被这个晋升成了当时整个这个法律系统当中的所有法官的这个领导者。
So he's living in West Bengal.
然后那个时候他是住在西孟加拉地区。
And he's the top judge.
然后他是那个最顶端的那个法官。
And it's at this time that he finally discovers copies of Srimad Bhagavatam and also the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He found them in Calcutta.
然后而也正是他在这段时期，就是他住在这个西孟加拉地区，然后成为这个首席法官，对哦，放首席法官的这段时间，然后他才最终找到了圣殿博加瓦坛和这个永恒的主柴坦尼亚经的这个书，才在那儿找到了这两本书，这些书。
So this was in 1868.
而这一年是1868年。
So that means that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was 30 years old.
然后所以说也就是他刚好他30岁的时候。
It's amazing. He's already a top judge at 30 years old.
大家想象一下30岁的时候就成首席法官了。
So he began to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita over and over again like a madman.
然后他就像一个疯子一样，一遍又一遍的阅读《永恒的主柴坦尼亚经》这本书。
And then his faith and his Krishna consciousness, you know, like a flower, just began to open.
然后他对Krishna 的这个信心信念就像花朵一样的完全的绽放了开来。
And then he began to write, you know, songs praising Lord Chaitanya.
然后他就开始写下一些歌曲，然后来取悦主 Chaitanya。
And he also wrote a thesis on the Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后，并且他还写了一篇关于圣典薄伽瓦坛的论文。
And at that time, he was transferred to another city.
然后在那段时期，他又被调往了另一座城市去工作。
And he was now he was became a traveling judge.
然后而现在他的职位又变更成了一个四处旅行的法官。
Right now, everyone has to go to the courthouse, but in those days, the courthouse would come to each village, right, to each town.
因为在现在社会嘛，就是所有人，大家如果有要官司要打的话，都是去法院。然后，但是在当初的那个年代，它相当于是那种流动型、移动型的法院。然后，所以说法院和法官就会一个村庄一个村庄的旅行过来，然后来判决法案啊，这些官司。
So at this time, there was this banyan tree that was haunted by a ghost.
banyan tree. 然后在那个时候的话呢，有这样一棵榕树，对，榕树就是被鬼魂所骚扰。
And the ghost in the tree actually was controlling the minds of the people that were coming there to worship him.
而当时就是这个闹鬼的这个榕树的话呢，实际上那个鬼魂的话，他就会去操纵那些到那儿去崇拜那棵榕树的那些人的心意。
Even the local judge was influenced by this ghost.
甚至是当地的法官都受到了这个鬼魂的骚扰和影响。
Yeah, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's the supervisor of all the other judges, right?
而我们都叫 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他是所有的一些法官的监管者，对吧？
So he sees this craziness going on.
然后他就看到了当时由这个鬼魂的原因的话，整个这个疯狂的这些事情状况发生了。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a famous girl scholar, Srimad Bhagavatam, sit under that tree day and night and read Srimad Bhagavatam out loud.
Had a famous what?
Girl singer who was famous for singing Srimad Bhagavatam.
He
had her sit under the banyan tree and sing the Bhagavatam day and night for 1 month.
于是的话呢，就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就想出了一个应对的这个方法，他就让一位很出名的一个歌手。一个唱歌的一个应该是个女孩子来用一个月的时间，每天白天和晚上，然后都在吟诵圣典薄伽瓦坛，就在那唱，就在那个树下那唱。
And after 1 month, the tree just crashed to the ground.
然后过了一个月以后，这棵榕树就完全被劈倒了，然后就倒在了这个地面上。
And so all the local people, including the local judge, became freed from the influence of this ghost, you know, almost like they had woken up from a dream.
然后由于这棵树的死亡，所以说所有当地人还有那个法官的话呢，都从这个被鬼魂的这种上身骚扰的这种影响当中就解脱了出来，就仿佛自己从梦中醒了过来一样。
At the same time, the local people developed great faith in Srimad Bhagavatam and began to read Srimad Bhagavatam.
而同时的话呢，当地人也开始对圣典薄伽瓦坛就是拥有了很大的信心，然后大家都开始阅读瓦坛。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his next stop that he had to go was to Jagannath Puri.
而在这个村庄过后，他下一个要去的地方就是 Jagannath Puri 了。
So he was in ecstasy to be able to go to Jagannath Puri.
所以说他就已经处于这种狂喜的状态，想着要去到普瑞了，然后真的就太开心了。
But he found that some of the people in the town were being controlled by a yogi named Bishaki Sena.
Ishakisena. 然后结果当时他就发现，就是那个镇上有些人哈，就是被一个瑜伽师给掌控了，给控制了。这个瑜伽师的名字叫做 Bishakisena。
Yeah, he could produce fire from his head.
From his head?
Yeah, he could have fire could come out of the top of his head.
而这个瑜伽师的话呢，他可以就是用自己的脑袋，然后制造出火焰。
And he was telling everybody that he was Mahavishnu.
然后他就告诉那个镇上的每一个人，他是 Mahavishnu.
And then he would invite young women to come dance with him and have a rasa dance at night.And he would exploit them.
然后他还会邀请那些年轻的女孩子到他家，晚上到他家跟他一起跳 Rasa 舞，然后他就会这样的方式来，对，利用和这种利用，对，然后这种剥削这些年轻的女孩子。
And he declared himself the king of Orissa.
然后他就宣称他自己就是整个 Orissa 地区的国王。
And he said he would drive the British.Out of India.
然后他还说他会把所有的英国人从印度给赶走。
So the British, they wanted to have him arrested.
因此英国人当然不干了，他们就想把这个瑜伽师给抓起来。
But everyone was afraid to approach him because he had these mystical powers.
但是当时每个人都很害怕，都根本不敢靠近这个瑜伽师，因为他有玄秘力量。
So they asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur to bring this yogi to justice.
于是他们就让 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 来让这个瑜伽师得到正法。
And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur he approached him.
然后于是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 然后就去见这个瑜伽师。
And he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that you better not mess with me because I'm very powerful and I will destroy you and your family.
然后这个瑜伽师就对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 说，就你最好别来就是来打扰我，最好别来找我的事儿，否则的话我要让你和你的家人都倒大霉。
Bhaktivinoda, he said to him, yes, I know you're very powerful, you're a great yogi and you have tantric powers.
Mystic power, right?
yeah, right.
然后而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就对他说，就是说我知道你是很伟大的一个瑜伽师，我知道你有这些玄秘力量。
Why don't you come with me to Jagannath Puri and we will have the darshan of Lord Jagannath together?
Oh, it's not in Jagannath Puri. It's still in that town.
Yeah, it's a town in Orissa near Jagannath Puri.
Oh, I see. 然后所以说他就，然后他继续对这个瑜伽师就说到，就说，我知道你是个很了不起的瑜伽师，你有玄秘力量，那你为什么不跟我一起去到 Jagannath Puri? 因为他们当时那个镇是 Orissa 地区的一个镇，就是你跟我一起去了 Jagannath Puri, 我们一起来，有这个主财泰尼亚的 darshan。
So anyway, this yogi, he replied to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said,Why should I come to see Lord Jagannath?
然后我说错了，不是他们让他去见主 Chaitanya, 是见主 Jagannath, 然后而这个瑜伽师就回到，就说我为什么要去那儿去见主 Jagannath?
Jagannath is only a piece of wood.
Jagannath 就只不过是一块木头而已。
I'm Mahavishnu, the supreme person.
我可是 Mahavishnu, 我可是至尊的人。
So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard these words, he became very angry, and he arrested the yogi.
然后当 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 听到这个人说出这样的话的时候，他就非常愤怒，然后就派遣他的其他的那些士兵，然后把这个瑜伽师给抓起来了。
And he brought him to Jagannath Puri and threw him in jail.
然后他就把这个瑜伽师带到了加格纳的普瑞，然后把他关在那个地方的牢监狱里面。
Yeah, and so 72 policemen, were watching him day and night.
Oh, 72.
Yeah.
然后当时就有72个警察或者叫士兵，然后就日日夜夜的完全是这个监控着这个对监控着这个瑜伽师。
So then this yogi, he was brought to trial.
然后这个瑜伽师就被带到了要去面对这个法庭的审判。
Now, many thousands of people actually were followers of this yogi.
实际上当时这个瑜伽师可是有成千上万的追随者的。
And they began to, you know, protest outside the trial.
于是这些追随者然后就在那个审判的法庭的外面然后再进行抗议活动。
Yeah. And then the yogi, he cursed Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
然后这个瑜伽师就诅咒了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And his daughter, who was 7 years old, became very sick with a high fever.
而他的女儿 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的女儿当时是七岁的样子，然后他就发高烧，然后就很痛苦。
And it looked like she was going to die.
然后看起来就几乎他的女儿都会要死掉了，因为那个疾病的原因。
But then the next day she was cured.
但是第二天很神奇的，她就被治愈了。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself developed a high fever, and he almost died.
然后 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 接着也发高烧，然后也看起来就是那个高烧的太厉害，也是快要死了的样子。
And the yogi said to him, if you don't release me, then you're going to die.
因为这个瑜伽师当时他那个诅咒就是如果你不放了我的话那你就接下来你就会立刻死去。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wasn't going to give up.
但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他可不会轻易放弃。
Because this person was imitating God, he deserved to be punished.
因为这个人就是在模仿神，所以说他就应该受到惩罚。
Then the next day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur recovered.
然后第二天 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 然后他也痊愈了。
So then the yogi, he on his way, you know, after the trial, he was sent to prison, and the British authorities they cut off the hair of this yogi, and he lost all of his power.
Oh.Like cut off his hair in the prison, huh?
Yeah.
然后在这个瑜伽师在遭受到了这个法庭的审判之后，然后他就被继续送回这个牢房里面，送去关押起来。而当时的英国人的话呢，他们就把这个瑜伽师的头发给剃了，然后所以说由于他的头发都没有了，他就失去了自己的旋律力量。
Yes. So more and more Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he had this incredible schedule, you know, that he would study and write early in the morning and chant, and then he would go to work, and then he would come back, and then he would go to bed early.
所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他后来的接下来的人生的话呢，一样的就是过得非常的充实，然后每天都安排的非常的紧凑的，是早上早起，然后阅读和写作和学习，然后就是念诵，接着就去上班，然后等他下班回到家以后的话呢，他又会很快的就是上床休息。
And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was studying Srimad Bhagavatam with the commentary of Sridhar Swami.
Sridhar Swami.
Yeah.
然后当时 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他在学习这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的时候，他所阅读的那个评论评注是由 Sridhar Swami 所写的。
Right, they didn't have the printing press yet, remember?
大家要记住，当时那个年代的印度可还没有那个印刷的那种机器，对，能够让书本成册的这个印刷出来。
Yeah, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made his own copy by hand.
所以说他当时是完全靠手写把整个这个评论的薄伽瓦坛拿来给写下来的。
Then he got a copy of Jiva Goswami's Sat Sandarbhas. Sat Sandarbha.
Sat Sandarbha. 然后他又得到了这个 Jiva Goswami 所著作的 Sat Sandarbha 这本书的这个一个小册子。
Yeah, so basically the Sandarbhas, they prove that Krishna is God and they prove that Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest scripture.
所以基本上这本书 Samdhava 就是在证明 Krishna 就是至尊人格首身，并且也证明了圣典薄伽瓦坛是最为至尊的这个经典了。
Yeah, so by hand he made his own copy of Jiva Goswami's Satsandarbhas.
然后于是的话 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 又是用手写又抄写了这个 Jiva Goswami 的 Satsandarbha 的这本书。
And then he also got a copy of Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
然后他又以同样的方式得到了 Rupa Goswami 的 Bhakti
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 这本书。
That's the nectar of devotion.
所以说这本书就是奉爱的甘露的这本书。
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur for almost 20 years, he spent a lot of time alone and chanting the holy name.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的这人生的20年的时间当中，他基本上有20年当中的许多时间都是独自一人在念诵圣名。
At the same time, he was able to continue his duties as a high court judge.
而同时的话呢，他还继续履行着他作为这个法院的法官的这样一个工作职责。
So that time he wrote the Krishna Samhita.
当时他写下了 Krishna Samhita 这本书。
And other many other songs.
应该不是一本书，是一首歌，然后以及写下了其他的很多首歌。
And then he created a Vaishnav Discussion Society.
Vaishnava Discussion Society.
Yeah.
然后他又创建了这样一个Vaishnava 讨论的一个社团。
And they would gather in the gardens of near Jagannath Puri where Ramananda Roy used to sing.
然后他们当时这一群人会聚集在加格纳的普瑞的这样一个花园，而这个花园地方是当初 Ramananda Roy 在唱歌的地方。
But one of the Vaishnavas there criticized Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
而其中的一位 Vaishnava 当时就批评了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't wearing neck beads or tilak.
因为 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 并没有戴着这个锦珠，然后没有这个在自己的身上涂抹提拉克。
So he was telling all the other Vaishnavas, you shouldn't associate with this Bhaktivinoda.
他其他的那些 Vaishnava 说，就是大家就不要跟这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 打交道了。
But soon after that, this devotee became very sick.
但是很快的，当他说了这句话之后，很快他就生病了。
Then he had a dream of Lord Jagannath.
然后他就做梦，梦里面就出现了主 Jagannath。
And Lord Jagannath told him, "You better pray for the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur."
主 Jagannath 就对他说：“你最好去祈祷一下，获得 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的仁慈吧。”
So he approached Bhaktivinoda Thakur and said he was sorry.
然后于是这位 Vaishnava 就去见了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 然后就恳求得到。就向他道歉。
And then he was cured.
然后他的身体就复原了。
Yeah, so now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is starting to be recognized by the Vaishnav community as a great Vaishnav.
而现在这段时间 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就开始受到了 Vaishnava 的这种认可，然后被大家认为是一位伟大的 Vaishnava， 一位伟大的奉献者。
And he's starting to correct the Vaishnavas that weren't following strictly the six Goswamis.
Correct the Vaishnavas.
Yeah, he's pointing out some of their mistakes and correcting them.
然后他就开始去指出一些 Vaishnava 并没有严格的去追随六位 Goswami 的教导，然后又指出他们的不足，他们错的地方，然后纠正他们。
Like there was this one famous Babaji, He had written many books, and he encouraged people to chant a bogus mantra.
Oh, 然后就像其中有一位巴巴吉，然后这个巴巴吉很有名，他当时还写了很多很多书，然后他那个时候还宣扬，就让大家去唱去念诵一个完全是错的虚假，他自己捏造出来的曼陀罗。
He would tell people you shouldn't chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
他还会给大家说，就是大家不要去念诵这个 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
Rather, you should chant this mantra: Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram.
嗯，然后他会让大家去，你们应该唱这个曼陀，就是刚才念的那一串那个曼陀，我就不重复了。嗯。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "No, this is not an authorized mantra. You should chant the Hare Krishna mantra as Lord Chaitanya has taught."
嗯，而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说，就是大家不应该去念这个完全没有得到授权的，没有得到授权的这样一个曼陀罗，而我们应该一起来念诵主 Chaitanya 所教导的曼陀罗。
Now, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's not wearing neck beads, he's not initiated, he's not wearing tilak, yet he's beginning to assert himself as an authorized Vaishnava.
嗯 而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他并没有得到启迪，没有佩戴锦珠，然后也没有对，没有这个配这个就是涂抹提拉克，然而的话呢，他开始就是积极的，并且是非常强力的去主张他自己是作为这个一位权威的 Vaishnava 的。
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that time, he became also the manager of the Jagannath Temple.
Oh, 并且在那个时候，他 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 也还成为了 Jagannath Puri 的庙的那个管理者。
And they continued their discussions on Srimad Bhagavatam at the temple.
嗯，然后他继续和众人一起在这个庙里进行关于圣典薄伽瓦坛的讨论。
And at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur spent long hours chanting japa at the Tota Gopinath Mandir.
嗯，然后并且那个时候他也会花很长的时间在那个 Tota Gopinath 庙里面，然后花很长的时间来念诵圣名。
And he would also spend time at the tomb of Haridas Thakur and also at the Siddha Bakula.
Haridas Thakur and Siddha Bakula. 然后他并且也会在 Haridas Thakur 的坟墓那里，然后 Siddha Bakula 那里，然后花很长的时间在那念诵。
And also the Gambira where Lord Chaitanya used to live and chant.
并且也会去到 Gambira 那个地方，也就是就柴塔俩曾经生活过并且念诵过的那个地方。
So in 1874, it's that time that Bhaktisiddhanta was born as well. And that's the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
1874.
Yeah.
然后等到1874年的时候，Bhaktisiddhanta, 然后他也出生了，他是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的儿子。
And his name was Bimala Prasad.
Bimala Prasad.
Yes.
而当时他出生的时候，Bhaktisiddhanta 他出生的时候，他那个时候的俗家名字叫 Bimala Prasad.
Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had prayed that a great devotee would appear and be a ray of Vishnu to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya.
然后实际上当时 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就祈祷能够有一位伟大的奉献者显现出来，展现出来，能够来宣扬主 Chaitanya 的教导。
Yeah, so Bimala Prasad is really the mercy of Vishnu.
所以说 Bimala Prasad 真的就是主 Vishnu 的仁慈呢。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur In 1878, he took initiation from Bipin Bihari Goswami. Bipin Bihari Goswami.
Bihari. Oh, 等到1878年的时候 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就在 Bipin Bihari Goswami 那里获得了启迪。
So this is in the disciplic succession of, that comes from Janava, who was the wife of Lord Nityananda.
Wife of Lord Nityananda. 而这一个使徒传系的话是来自于 Janava 的使徒传系，而 Janava 就是主 Nityananda 的妻子。
So,It wasn't until that time that Bhaktivinoda Thakur began to wear neck beads and tilak.
Oh, 所以说是直到他得到了启迪之后，他才开始去佩戴念珠，然后佩戴颈珠，然后并且就是在身上涂上提拉克的。在此之前，他都没有这样。
Yeah, before people were criticizing him for not wearing tilak and neck beads, but he wasn't initiated, so out of respect for the Vaishnava initiation, He didn't wear neck beads or tilak until he was initiated.
因为而在此之前的话呢，人们都会批评他，就是批评他就是没有佩戴颈珠啊，然后没有涂抹提拉克呀。但他是出于对于这个启迪的这种尊敬、这种敬意，所以说都一直没有让自己这样去做，是等到启迪之后他才愿意这样去做的。
Yeah, so The followers of Janava and also the followers of Gadadhar Pandit, they were Raganuga Bhaktas.
Raganuga Bhakta.
Yeah.
而 Janava 的追随者和 Gadadhar Pandit 的追随者，他们都是 Raganuga Bhakta.
Yeah, it was a very advanced sadhana that they performed. But as time continued, people were actually not qualified to perform that kind of Raganuga sadhana anymore.
而这些人的话呢，他们当时所进行的都是非常进步的 sadhana， 但是随着时间的推移的话呢，这种已经没有太多人有这种就是资格能够进行如此高标准的这种高标准的 raganuga sadhana 了。
And then you have all these other groups that developed out of that, you know, that were sahajas.
然后我们还考虑到还有其他的这些团体，这些 sahajya。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's spiritual master wasn't a sahajya.
Wasn't. 而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的灵性导师并不是一位 sahajya.
Yeah, he was in a bona fide line.
他的灵性导师是处于这样一个真正的使徒传系的。
At the same time, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had great respect for his initiating spiritual master, but Bhaktisiddhanta didn't have that much respect for him.
Oh, for the guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
That's right, yeah.
而同时的话呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对于他的启迪灵性导师是有极大的敬意的，但是。他的儿子也就是 Bhaktisiddhanta 却并没有对于 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的灵性导师有这么多的敬意。
See, both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Bhaktisiddhanta, they're eternal Nityasiddha devotees in the spiritual world.
Eternal
Nityasiddha, eternally perfect.
Oh, eternally perfect in the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur 和 Bhaktisiddhanta 他们两个人都是在灵性世界当中是永恒的完美的这个永恒的完美的奉献者。
Yeah, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur's spiritual identity is Kamala Manjari.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的灵性身份是 Kamala Manjari.
Yeah, so he's the maidservant of the gopis.
所以他就是这个 Gopi 姑娘们的这样一位小仆人，这个小女仆。
And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's spiritual identity is Nayana Manjari.
Nayana Manjari.
Yeah.
而 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他的灵性身份是 Nayana Manjari.
Yeah, so she's the assistant of Kamala Manjari in this picture.
而在灵性世界当中 Nayana Manjari 就是 Kamala Manjari 的这个小助手。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was extremely respectful towards his Diksha Guru.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对于他的 Diksha Guru 是极度的抱有极度的敬意的。
So one day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, came with his son Bhakti Siddhanta, who was only 7, and he paid his obeisances to his Diksha Guru.
所以有一天 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就和 Bhakti Siddhanta, 当时他只有7岁，就他的儿子，他们两人一起，然后就去见到了他的灵性导师，然后他就顶拜了他的灵性导师。
And his Diksha Guru put his feet on top of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's head.
而他的 Diksha Guru 就把他的脚放在了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的头上。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he left the room. So in the room, there was just this 7-year-old Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Diksha Guru.
然后的话呢，他就离开了房间 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就离开了房间，所以在房间里剩下的就是7岁大的这个Bhakti Siddhanta， 然后以及这个他的 Diksha Guru 了。
So, Bhakti Siddhanta he began to criticize Vipin Bihari Goswami.
然后 Bhakti Siddhanta 就开始批评 Vipin Bihari Goswami。
He said, you are a Kanishta Adhikari Guru.
Kanishta Adhikari Guru. 然后他就对他说，你是一位 Kanishta Adhikari Guru.
Yeah. What means you're not a very advanced guru.
意思也就是说，你不是一位非常进步的 guru.
But he says, my father is an Uttama Adhikari Paramahansa of the highest order.
而我的父亲是 Uttama Hari Vansa, 这个最高等级的这个奉献者。
So because you cannot see how advanced my father is, therefore you must be a Kanishta Adhikari.
由于你都无法看到我的父亲是多么的进步，所以说这就表明了你绝对是一位 Kanishta Adhikari.
That's one of the symptoms of third class devotee is they can't distinguish who's advanced and who's not.
所以这实际上是第三类奉献者的这样一种迹象，那就是第三类的奉献者无法去分辨出来谁是进步而谁不是进步的。
But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was always humble before his guru and always respectful.
但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 却依然一直对于他的灵性导师都是非常谦卑，充满极大的敬意的。
So we learn two important lessons from this story.
因此，我们通过这个故事就可以明白两个重大的道理。
That a disciple should always be respectful towards his guru, even if his guru is not so advanced.
那第一个道理就是门徒应该是对他的灵性导师抱有极大的敬意和极大的谦卑的态度的，即使他的灵性导师并不是那么的进步。
And this was, you know, this was taught to us by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
而这一点就是直接由 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所教导给我们的。
And Krishna is pleased when we are submissive and humble and respectful towards our initiating guru.
并且我们对于自己的启迪灵性导师如果是保持谦卑敬意的话，那么 Krishna 就是会被取悦的。
At the same time, Bhakti Siddhanta also taught us an important lesson.
而同时的话，Bhaktisiddhanta 又教给了我们一个很重大的道理。
That was, you know, to use our intelligence and to make distinction.
那就是要运用我们的智力，好做出辨识分辨。
Yeah, so we shouldn't just blindly associate with the devotees. That we should be able to discriminate and see who's a neophyte and who's second class and who's very advanced.
所以说他所教给我们的这个道理就是我们要运用自己的智力来做出辨识，那就是我们不应该盲目的去和任何一个奉献者联谊，而是应该去分辨谁是新人，谁是第二等的奉献者，而谁又是非常进步的高阶的奉献者。
Yeah, so those who are neophytes, we should respect.
那么对于新人呢来说，我们应该去尊敬他们。
And we should try and help them and be compassionate.
然后并且我们要对他们抱有极大的同情心，然后尽自己最大努力来帮助他们。
And we should make friendship with the devotees that are on our same level.
然后我们就应该去跟我们处于同等进步状态的这些奉献者交朋友。
And at the same time, we should be eager to hear and serve those devotees that are very advanced and studying Krishna consciousness.
而同时的话，我们还应该非常迫切的去聆听，去服务那些高阶的、非常进步的奉献者。
Yeah, so anyway, after Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's guru had this conversation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came back in the room.
然后在 Bhaktisiddhanta 和这个他的这个他父亲的灵性导师的这个谈话结束之后， Bhaktivinoda Thakur 又再次回到这个房间里。
And Vipin Bihari Goswami, he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, "Your son is very bold and quite rude."
然后 Vipin Bihari Goswami 就对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 说，你的儿子真的是非常粗鲁，非常鲁莽的。
Yeah, so sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur would joke about how bold his son is.
而有时的话 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 都会开玩笑，就说他的儿子是多么的胆大。
He said, he's so fearless that he will even chastise my guru.
他会说，这个我这孩子哈，就是如此的大胆，如此的就是什么都不怕，甚至敢去批评我的 guru。
Yeah, so, gosh, we could go on and on talking about the glories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but we've run out of time today.
我觉得我完全可以一直不断地说下去，然后来讲述这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的荣耀，但是现在时间却快到点了。
But I want to share one more thing with one more writing of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he gives me. It inspires me very much that I often take time to read and meditate on.
不过在最后结束之前，我还是想跟大家分享一下 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的写作的这样一块内容，因为这一部分的话真的是给了我极大的灵感和鼓舞，我会时常花时间然后来阅读这个部分，然后并且来冥想这个部分。
Maybe I'll send it to you on the chat, and you can translate it for everyone, huh?
Okay. 不如把这一段 ，Okay, that's great. 发给我看，然后这样我可以看着翻译。
Let me see the chat here. Chat.
Okay.
So you can read along. So he writes on chanting, there is no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near it, and it gives the highest result.
Okay. 所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的这一段话是谈论念诵的，然后他就开始写道。 没有任何的誓言能够像念诵圣名那样，没有任何的知识能够超越于圣名，也没有任何的冥想能够接近圣名的念诵，而念诵圣名的话就会给予我们最高的结果。
No penance is equal to it, and nothing is as potent or powerful as the holy name.
没有任何的苦行能够与它相提并论，也没有任何其他的事物能够像圣名那样那么强大，那么有最大的力量。
Chanting is the greatest act of piety and the supreme refuge.
念诵是最为伟大的虔诚活动，并且也是最为至尊的庇护所。
Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe its magnitude.
即使是伟达经的话语都不含有足够的力量能够来描述念诵圣名的这种伟大，宏伟。
Chanting is the highest path of liberation, peace, and eternal life.
念诵是解脱、平和与永恒的生命的最高的道路。
It's the pinnacle of devotion, the heart's joyous proclivity and attraction, and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord.
let me use the online translation.
That's difficult.
这一段话有几个单词有点难，然后所以说我看一下，用百度翻译看出来了。念诵是奉爱的巅峰所在，念诵是奉爱的这个最高所在，是心灵的欢乐的倾向与吸引，心灵的宽容。对，应该说这样说，心灵的这种欢乐与都完全是来自于它，然后并且是完全被圣名所吸引，并且也是对于至尊主的纪念的，对记忆的最好的记忆方式。
The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities as their Lord and Master, their supreme worshipable object, and their spiritual guide and mentor.
而圣名显现出来只是为了众生的利益，来作为众生的主人，作为他们至尊的崇拜的对象，以及作为众生的灵性的指导者与导师。
Whoever continuously chants Lord Krishna's holy name, even in his sleep, can easily realize that the name is a direct manifestation of Lord Krishna himself, in spite of the influences of Kali Yuga.
任何一个人只要持续不断的恒常的念诵主 Krishna 的圣名，即使是在他的睡梦之中都在继续念诵 Krishna 的圣名，那就会轻而易举的领悟到觉悟到圣名是 Krishna 他本人的直接的展现，即使是在遭受着卡利年代的影响。
Jaya Bhakti Vino, Jaya Bhakti Vino, Jaya Bhakti Vino, Jaya Bhakti Vino. Thank you very much, Narayani and Sumukhi Radha.
Guruji, there's one person saying one comment. Comment.
There's a comment?
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
我们来看一下这个今天这位叫 Rachel 的 Mataji 的一个说出的这个评论哈。 Rachel Mataji 说，感恩 Guru 讲课，我们也是被感官享乐的鬼魂控制者，沉迷其中，通过这个故事启示了我们继续读圣典博加瓦台是多么的重要，只有这样才能把我们从梦中唤醒。Okay, so this Rachel Mataji, she's saying that thank you very much for your lecture. We are also controlled by the ghosts of sense gratification. We are so obsessed addicted to the sense gratification. So through this story, that we understand that, you know, continuously reading Srimad Bhagavatam is so important. Only this can awaken us from the dream.
Yes. Thank you very much for your comment. Okay, go ahead.
非常感谢Rachel 同学所说的这一段评论哈，真的是如此。
I watch everyone walk around when they're, you know, looking at their cell phones.
我经常会观察，就是外面大街上四处那些行人哈，就是边走路边看着手机。
And in Kali Yuga, everyone is possessed by technology.
卡利年代的每个人都完全是被这个手机拿来给，就是相当于给上身了，给痴迷了。
Yeah, it's a very powerful addiction.
这对于手机来说是一种，怎么说，我们这种极大的上瘾。
Of course, we can use everything for Krishna, just like the Skype class.
当然我们可以把每一个东西，每一个的事物都运用起来，来服务 Krishna, 就像我们现在来利用网络来讲这个瓦坛的早课一样。
Anyway, by hearing biography of the great acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, we can just see how fortunate we are to be connected with these exalted devotees. It's just amazing.
总之的话呢，我们通过聆听这些伟大的 Acharya 们的这些生平传记，就比如说像帕帕呀，像 Bhaktisiddhanta 以及今天讲到的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 我们真的就会觉得自己是如何的幸运，能够与这些崇高的奉献者相连接，这真的是太令我们觉得惊奇了。
And it's by their mercy that we are chanting Hare Krishna and going back to Godhead.
而正是由于他们的仁慈，我们才能得以念诵 Hare Krishna 并且回归受神。
However long that takes.
对，无论这过程会多长时间，多长时间，无论是会花多长时间。
The main thing is we're on the train, right? If we stay on the train, we'll get to the destination.
但最主要的一点就是我们继续待在这条正道上，然后继续在这上面不偏离这个正道，然后到最终反正肯定会到达目的地的。
Yeah, so enjoy the rest of your day and always chant Hare Krishna and thank Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
因此我们好好享受接下来的这一天，然后并且总是在念诵并且去感恩 Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
You know, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to our Guru Varga.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于我们的 Guru Varga.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 外昆塔之音福源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。